Good evening, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Cal Walters and Tom Claxton, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we've got an awesome show coming up for you tonight, but we're going to start by thanking some of the sponsors that helped make this show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, Patriot Roofing, and our dear friends out at Serenity Funeral Homes and Gardens.
And, of course, we want to thank all of our sponsors and you, our great listeners. We could not do this without your support, so please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And remember, the show is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them, so you can always join in the discussion at 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also check us out on the TuneIn app on your smartphone at FM Talk 106.5. If you like to listen on demand, you can always check out our podcast of our regularly aired programs. That's up on most of the major podcast sites as well as on the FM Talk 106.5 website. And if you like to listen to Tom's Tirade on demand, you can do so at castbox.com. You can subscribe and you'll get updates when more podcasts are loaded to either one of those sites. You can just search Scuttlebutt or SBN at either one. And you can also check us out on Facebook. A lot of good information there. You can follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And we do have a packed show for you tonight, so if we can't get to everything, or if you'd like more information on the topics of the day, you can always check out the stack at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Coming up later on SBN, we'll talk with Mr. Lou Artigue from the South Alabama Veterans Council. He'll get us up to speed on how the government shutdown may be affecting our local military and veterans and what resources are available to assist them through this political impasse. We'll also speak with Mr. Nick DiMario from Ed's Seafood Shed about their upcoming fundraiser for fallen Mobile police officer Tudor. Also, a new report claims that the VA now has shorter wait times than private clinics. Is that good news, or is someone simply playing with the numbers? We'll give you the details.
Are we supposed to believe that?
Supreme Court.
Are we supposed to believe that?
Well, there's the devil's in the details, and we'll talk about it because, you know, there's some questions about who was actually in charge of the study and how they went about it. So we'll take a look at it. And the Supreme Court has allowed the president to implement his plan to limit transgenders from serving in the military. We will talk about that. And Arlie Ermey is laid to rest at Arlington. We'll remember him. And, of course, Tom's Tirade on TGs and Ys. You don't want to miss it. But first, today marks the 33rd day of the government shutdown. Of course, as we've discussed, with the ongoing shutdown of certain parts of the government, there are workers that are going without their first and upcoming second paychecks. Among those not getting paid, there are members of the Coast Guard as well as our Border Patrol agents. Apparently, the Secret Service is also on that list, at least according to Nancy Pelosi, who has uninvited President Trump to his own State of the Union address. Of course, that went back and forth. There were more developments today on that, where President Trump sent her a note this morning saying, "Hey, I'm planning on being there," and she countered and said, "Well, you can be there, but we're not going to vote to have you here." I think she might want to check the Constitution, Article 2, Section 3 on that, because I don't think it's up to her. But outside of that, the back and forth went House Speaker Nancy Pelosi initially said that she was not going to, did not want President Trump to call the State of the Union at the regularly scheduled time, which I believe is the 29th, and that she called for him to delay the State of the Union until the government was up and running. Trump turned around and sent a note to her, apparently right as she was on her way out the door for one of her junkets, and he told her that Quote, due to the shutdown, I'm sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. We will reschedule this 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. In the light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I'm sure you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate. So what he did was he basically pulled the plug on congressional delegations travel by military aircraft. And some have said, you know, this was a tit for tat. You know, if she's going to do certain things, of course, she had already flown. I believe she'd flown to Hawaii during the shutdown. And here she was. She wanted to take a trip with a rather large entourage within just a couple of weeks of taking the position of the speaker. And the thing about this is, Tom, Nancy Pelosi is no stranger to utilizing military aircraft for her own personal use. Now, she's couching it under the guise of this was supposed to be a trip to visit the troops. I'm sure those troops in Brussels were going really looking forward to seeing her because we have so many troops in Brussels. And Egypt, we may have a few there, but I guess she eventually was going to make it to Afghanistan. But this is a story. It's one of it's funny because this popped up. It raised the antenna. And I remember early on talking about a story very similar to this. And it seems that when Nancy Pelosi is Speaker of the House, she seems to think that the Air Force is her personal airline. Because this is a story from back in 2010, Tom, that when she was, again, Speaker of the House. But there was a Freedom of Information Act that was filed by Judicial Watch. And it uncovered that at that time she was House Speaker again. But she had military travel cost the United States Air Force over $2 million. Over a 2-year period.
Well, that's why she wants the job.
Well, there's obviously there's that.
That's just part of it.
She used military aircraft to travel back and forth to her district. Now she's in California. At the average the average cost is $28,000 per flight. Now I think you could get a pretty good first class ticket.
You could rent your own plane.
Well, yeah, but I mean, why do that when you can have them waiting around for you?
Yeah,
because
she's got one already.
Yeah, apparently, not only was she utilizing these flights, but there are times when she would call at the last minute and cancel, which means all of that pre-flight stuff was already done. The great thing about it, and it's detailed, she had a flight from Washington, D.C. Through Tel Aviv, Israel, to Baghdad, May of 2008, to discuss matters of mutual concern with government leaders. Apparently, she was trying to get them liquored up because members of Congress and their spouses were along. And the purchases included Johnny Walker Scotch, Grey Goose Vodka, E&J Brandy, Bailey's, Maker's Mark, Cavassier, Bacardi, Jim Beam, Beefeater, Dewars.
Cotton, baby. She knew the quality brands.
And, several bottles of wine. She apparently, it's good, as I say, it's good to be the king. Again, in 2008, she flew a group members of Congress at the cost of about $65,000 down here to visit the ravages of Hurricane Katrina 3 years after the hurricane. So I'm certain that she distributed some of that alcohol to the poor folks down here. Anyway,
man,
it's good to be the queen. That's who we've got running the house right now. Hey, on the other side of the break, Mr. Lou Lartigue from the South Alabama Veterans Council when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Hit a lick against what's wrong. Say a word for what's right, even though you get walloped for saying that word. Now, I may sound like a Bible beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You got to do one or the other. You do the one and you're living. You do the other and you may be walking around, but you're dead as a beaver hat.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network Radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our numbers, 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. You can also catch us on the TuneIn app for your smartphone. Check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And I just want to mention, Tom, we have coming up next week, and we mentioned it a couple of times, we're not going to be broadcasting in our regular airtime. We'll be broadcasting from 1 to 2 p.m. Following Sean Sullivan's Midday Mobile show. But we're going to be broadcasting live from Ed's Seafood Shed. I know we're going to talk a little bit more about it later, but just if folks are listening, if you tune in next week and you hear Auburn basketball, just realize you'll have to catch us on our podcast. But it is great to be joined by veteran and patriot, Mr. Lou Lartigue with the South Alabama Veterans Council. Lou, welcome back to the Scuttlebutt.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Lou, you had a question or something about one of the things that we'd said about what the VSOs were doing and what they were not doing, and I think you have some information you can bring forth for us.
Yeah, I just want to let everybody know that the VSOs in the area are really working hard to help out during the shutdown, government shutdown, helping our Coast Guard guys and gals out in the both in sector and the ATC community. Marvin McDuffie and Matt Gaff over at 76 American Legion Post 76 have been working really hard. American Legion has a new program, an expedited temporary financial assistance program just for Coast Guards with minor children living at home, to where they're giving grants for $1,500 to help those families out. And Matt and them have processed over 40 of those TFAs for local Coast Guard applicants.
That's awesome, man. But, we never have had a problem with what the local VSOs do, Lou. Mm-hmm. We have a problem most of the time with anything that we have to relate to is the national VSOs and their big political genders that they are involved in up in D.C., and where they don't seem like to worry about the guys down on the front lines. They're worried about getting in politics.
Well, I tell you, this is for as American Legion's concerned, with Jim Jeffries and all those guys at the state level, this is a national program, and it's on the part of the American Legion. And it's all over the country, not just in the Mobile area, but also the Military Officers Association. All of these people work very hard in the political arena, as far as Washington's concerned, with trying to put forth agendas to drive home what the veterans' needs are. And I think MOA and the American Legion do just a wonderful job of getting in there and mixing it up with the people in Washington and having these big seances with all of the congressmen and everything to try to influence help for our veterans.
Cal, you there?
And I tell you, another thing that we've done, too, our Mobile Memorial Gardens and the South Alabama Veterans Council have a program called Flags of Glory that we do every year. And Julius Powell out there, and we got together, and so we donated $1,000 to the Chief Petty Officers Association today.
Awesome.
We're going to give 50 $20 gift certificates or cards to the CPOA, who is going to give that to the folks at the Electronic Support Division of our local Coast Guardsmen to give out to the families where the need really lies.
Hey, that's awesome. You know, one of the other things that we're seeing locally, too, is the at the Battleship Memorial Park, they're working in coordination with the Chief Petty Officers Association and the local chapter of the Coast Guard Enlisted Association.
Yeah.
And they're a big donation site for the Coast Guard families during this government shutdown.
Yeah, exactly. And Post 250 down at Fowl River, the little post, VFW post down there, have supported the local Coast Guardsmen at Dolphin Island and everything. So everybody's pitching in and trying to help these help our folks out to get them over this hump that they're facing.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't understand what they need or what kind of contributions they need. And, you know, you take things like they're taking diapers and baby supplies because a lot of these guys have got young kids and little babies and all. And when you start getting slack on that money, then you start, not being able to buy baby diapers and baby supplies and formula and things of that nature and paper products. Even pet food and supplies are critical needs. But one of the things that's really neat is if you can get like a $20 gas card or a $20 gift certificate to Target, Walmart, or a grocery store, or a drug store, or something like that, that could be used for emergency. Those kind of things are awesome too.
Yeah, and that's exactly the reason we gave that $1,000 worth of gift cards. These folks can use it where the need lies.
Right.
You know,
they can determine.
But they also, you know, Marvin and the folks over at 76 have set up a distribution center and taken in stuff from folks and distributing it through the CPO and the Coast Guard Association and others who know where that need is. And so the VSOs are really putting out to try to help our local guys, and not only the Coast Guard, but the federal employees too that we have that are down at the federal building and other places. To work with them.
Now they're saying TSA and the FBI as well.
Exactly, and all of those folks who are members of the American Legion and the VFW. And the DAV, and so all of these VSOs have financial assistance programs to where you can get grants. And during this shutdown, they are accelerating those grants for those folks on a national level to where they can get them the money right away, to where it's
right.
not a long, drawn-out process. So, you know, everybody's working really hard to try to work through this and make sure our veterans and our federal workers are taken care of.
Well, it's just like VAs and the vets there. We have to take care of our own self because it doesn't seem like we got get much help from the outside.
Exactly. There's a certain amount of you got to help yourself.
Right. And,
exactly.
You know, but our vets and, you know, our vets step up when he gets the point of helping the other vets on the VA matters. And then now we see all of our local VSOs coming forth and being able to make a lot of things happen that wouldn't ever even be considered before.
Exactly. And you know, everybody in the all of us veterans know that you somebody's got your back.
Right.
And so we look out for each other and we take care of our back.
We're going to do the best we can, baby.
You got it, buddy.
That's why we're sitting right here today talking on this show.
That's it. That's what we got to do. We got to get together and support our
all right.
veterans.
Any numbers or any places that some of these Coast Guard people or any other federal employees not working might be able to call or something?
Well, I encourage them to get with the local VSOs, be it Post 49, 4328, 199 in Fairhope. All of them have programs to help.
Okay.
And they just need to get with their service officers, call that post, and those folks are more than willing to bend over backwards to get what help they need.
All right, big guy, man. We appreciate you coming on board. You got anything else there that you really need to get involved?
I tell you what, we're getting ready. We're doing our big planning for the Armed Forces Day thing, and that's going to be a big event with the Silver Wings parachute team and the Army Aviation. I'm trying to get a V-22 Osprey in here, and got our big run and everything. So we're working hard on getting that ready to go. So a lot of planning there. So there's a lot of stuff going on.
All right. Well, we certainly appreciate you bringing it forth. And if you see fit to find anything else out there that we need to do for our vets, then feel free to give us either Cal or myself a call, and we'd be glad to get some airtime for you.
Well, I appreciate what you and Cal do, and Charlie and the whole 106.5 family for our veterans, and keep up the good work.
Amen, brother. Thank you for what you do there, brother. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a short break here, and we'll be right back.
On the other side of the break, we've got Mr. Nick DiMario with Ed's Seafood Shed, and we'll talk with him when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Train to
this is the end, beautiful friend.
I've been a soldier since I was 19. And I still haven't learned how to wait for it. I wanted a mission for my sins. They gave me one.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us tonight on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans. On 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters here with Tom Claxton. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. Our numbers, 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. Check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And if you like to listen on demand, we do have podcasts of our regularly aired program up on most of the major podcasting sites, and you can also check it out through the FM Talk 106.5 website. Tom's Tirade is available on demand via CastBox.com, so you can listen on demand, get your blood pressure going on demand there for Tom's Tirades.
And we certainly want to thank the folks that helped make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, RC lawyers Colin Kimmerly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg in Kimmerly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Patriot Roofing, and our friends at Serenity Funeral Homes and Gardens.
And speaking of Ed's Seafood Shed, it is a pleasure to be joined on SBN today by Mr. Nick DiMario with Ed's Seafood Shed. Ed, welcome to the Scuttlebutt.
You know,
what's happening?
How about the big Nick? Look, it's finally got you on the air.
Yeah, you know, sometimes when Pete's out, I'm the guy that just pulls the curtain. Every once in a while, they have to sub in for him. You know,
no,
there's not enough space on that radio wave for me.
There you go. But you know what? You're the guy that's over there at all these restaurants in this chain that you guys have of franchised restaurants, that you're making it happen. You're getting the food out to the folks and making sure that it's right, and it's always the best.
Well, we collectively, me and Pete, we do it together. Right now, you know, he's over in Texas with his wife, and you know, we're all praying for her. She's
Amen.
Starting radiation this week, and we're all just have our hands clasped together and praying for her for her speedy recovery.
Amen. I tell you, and that's someone that we keep in our prayers as well. But now, We've got another person here that we've got a lot of prayers going out for now, and that's the family of Officer Tudor that just got killed here, a local Mobile police officer. And the family is, you know, needs some help. The department needs some help with this fine young officer. And as usual, in talking with you and Pete, you guys have come up with an additional program that you're stepping out here to help with. But now you always give a 15% discount to all veterans and all first responders, and a lot of people in this area didn't realize that. But we've been talking about it on the show for quite a while now, so I think you guys are about a year into this Edge Seafood Shed. But give us a little bit idea about what your game plan here is for Edge Seafood Shed on February the 2nd.
Yeah, so Pete and I and a gentleman named Robert Kabakoff, we bought it at Edge Seafood Shed last October. And, you know, we've been just working real hard at, igniting that old flame that was at Edge Shed. And, you know, in the community lately, we've obviously seen some things that are near and dear to a lot of our hearts, especially my father, who's a former police officer. I saw last week the officer was killed, and so today I called you, and then I called the police chief's office and told them what we wanted to do, and they were just absolutely, you know, just belated on, you know, us wanting to reach out and help the family. So next Saturday, February 2nd, we're going to do a pancake breakfast starting at 8:30 at Edge, and then at 11, and it's going to be $10 for pancakes, sausage, fruit, coffee, soft drinks, and we're going to donate 100% of the proceeds to the family.
What, 100%?
100%.
But that's awesome.
Not 10, not
that's,
20.
That's awesome.
100.
That is unbelievable, man. You know, and I see a lot of people doing 10%, 15%, and all. You give those guys 15% to start with when they come in there, and I'm not going to belittle anybody that's doing what they're doing for their 10%, but you guys have stepped up to the plate and been able to work it out where you got some help, and you're going to do this for the benefit of our frontline workers and our Mobile Police Department, the 100%. That's awesome, Nick.
We hope that everybody shows up, and we hope that we don't have enough seats and people walk in and get a to-go box and just pay for it to donate for the family.
You go.
And we run out of room. It doesn't matter. Line them up down the street, and let's go make some money for this family and honor this fallen officer.
Well, I hear from your voice that you're not looking for a $200 or $300 deal. That
I'm wanting to pull the slot machine and hit all the bars.
Hey, darn right. Let's get it on up into thousands of dollars. And there's no reason why we can't do that, Nick.
Well, this is a great opportunity for everybody in the community to give back and come out and show how much that we care about our people who serve on all fronts. And
right,
it's a great opportunity. 8:30 is not real early.
Nope.
You know, come on out the Edge. We'll have plenty of parking. You might see an alligator pop up.
Go.
So you know, being up early, but we'll have the pancakes hot and ready to go.
All right, and we'll be at the Scuttlebutt Network and Sean Sullivan's midday show. We'll be at Ed's on some remotes. I know you've got things that you need to do. If you need to get back to them, we appreciate you taking that time. And Cal and I'll be sure to bring this forth about our remotes that are going on. Our first one will be this coming Wednesday at 1 o'clock from 1 to 2. Sean Sullivan will be on from 12 to 1. At Ed's Seafood Shed, and looking forward to seeing everybody over there. And if you want to see what I look like, or you got something you want to say to me eyeball to eyeball, bring yourself on.
Thanks, Tom.
We thank you, brother.
All right, man. Bye-bye.
Think what you guys are doing. Mr. Cal, what do you think? Big guy, 100%. That's unbelievable.
Well, I think it's great. And, I don't know if Nick wants to elaborate, because we've got a little bit of time. We could talk with him next week when we're there. But that's really been available because of some great sponsors that have come in and helped with some of the supplies that
sure.
they're going to be using.
Well, it's unbelievable that when he started talking about this amongst all of his troops, and how many people said, I want to come in and just volunteer. I want to come in and work that day. You know, they're all
right.
Ready.
Well, yeah. Also staff, because they've got volunteers coming in to cook, and I think volunteers coming in to serve, and they've had donations of the supplies that they'll be using. So it really is a great community effort to be able to come out and support this fallen officer and their family, and really the police community in general in Mobile. This is It's the second year in a row we've had something like this happen.
Right. That's so true. And we certainly hope that it stops here and now, you know?
Well, that's very true. But, we always want to thank Pete and Nick and everybody over at Ed's for their support for the local community, certainly our military and our veterans. And, we're really excited to be able to get out there next week. Next Wednesday, we'll be broadcasting live from Ed's from 1 to 2 p.m. We'll be following Sean Sullivan midday mobile. And I don't know if anybody really wants to come out and see what Tom looks like.
I'm probably not going to take much time because I'm going to be eating me some shrimp.
Well, if you want to see somebody whose hair has stayed around for a good long time,
hey, watch it now.
Looks fabulous, you can come and see Tom. If you want to see somebody whose hair has already given up the ghost, you can come and look for me.
Well, yeah, there you go. That's 100% the opposite way. But you know what? I don't care what color it turns, as long as you don't turn loose. Yeah, Charlie's sitting over here, Robin trying to cover his little head up with his hat.
Yeah. Yeah, well, mine went from a high and tight to a Friar Tuck, and I just decided I was had enough of it.
Well, you were just cheap. You were trying to save that damn barbershop money.
Well, yeah, it works that way, too. But, but yeah, we'll be out there. Come on out and see us next Wednesday from 1 to 2 over at Ed's Seafood Shed on the Causeway. We won't be broadcasting in our regular time slot next Wednesday because of Auburn basketball. But you can come out and have some fun, have some great food there at Ed's. I just want to jump in real quick, Tom, and mention this story. There's a study from the Journal of the American Medical Association that has come out that says that wait times at the Department of Veterans Affairs, hospitals, and clinics have gone down significantly and are now shorter on average than those in private sector health care, at least in big cities, according to this study. And interestingly enough, you kind of have a back and forth because you have VA Secretary Robert Wilkie says that this report, now this is current VA Secretary, says that the VA has made a concerted effort to improve access to care since 2014 when the wait list scandal started. The study wait time data focused on just certain sectors, primary care, dermatology, cardiology, and orthopedics in 15 major metropolitan areas. And it says there was no statistically significant difference between private sector and VA wait times in 2014. In 2017, those wait times were statistically significantly shorter for the VA. Now, they're playing with statistics here. They're basically saying that the VA now has their wait is 17.7 days to 18.7 in the private sector. However, one of the authors of the report was the prior VA secretary, Tom. So it sounds like they're trying to make things sound good for themselves.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, there's more on that report in the stack if you want to check it out. Hey, on the other side of the break, Tom's tirade on TGs and Ys. All that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
The following may not necessarily represent the views or opinions of this station, but they're coming around.
What is your major malfunction?
And now, the original pork-eating crusader,
Mr. Tom Claxton.
Listeners to SBN are well aware that it has been our policy, indeed our mission, from our very founding to support our military and veterans and to advocate for policies and programs that will benefit those who serve and have served, regardless of branch of service or when you wore the uniform. We are also proponents of ensuring that our military remains the premier fighting force for freedom and that our veterans receive the highest quality care and benefits that they have earned through the course of their service. Through the years, we have spoken out against the agenda-driven policies, particularly during the Obama administration, which were implemented not to improve our military's force readiness, but in order to enact the social engineering favored by the progressive left, policies which left our military less prepared and ill-equipped to take the fight to the enemy. The list is long and distinguished, but many came in the waning days of his administration. Undoubtedly, they were enacted as he was on his way out the door because they would not stand up to the scrutiny which was to come in the false premises upon which they were based. Just as the promises of Obamacare have left millions with unaffordable insurance and inaccessible health care, Obama's military directives have left us with a hollow force best equipped as a global Meals on Wheels program. One only has to look at the sad state of our Navy, whose leadership was gutted during the purges of those who would not toe the political line. Not surprisingly, we now have a fleet that is great on sustainability and diversity, not to mention a lack of fried foods in the gallery, but which apparently cannot avoid a slow-moving tanker that is bigger than two damn football fields. President Trump campaigned on a promise of rebuilding our military, and his choice of General Mathis as Secretary of Defense has many thinking that better days lay ahead for our military. In fact, early in his tenure, Secretary Mathis indicated a desire to move away from the social engineering policies of his predecessor and toward an emphasis on war fighting and combat readiness. And so it should come as no surprise that President Trump has moved from tweeting about to ordering a ban on transgendered troops entering into or serving in the U.S. military. The ban, which came in on August the 25th, White House memorandum signed by Trump, gave Defense Secretary Jim Mathis 6 months to implement a policy barring transgender people's entry into the military. It also directs Mathis to stop spending on sex reassignment surgeries, except for service members already in treatment. The Pentagon previously provided sex change operations to transgender service members when it was deemed medically necessary. Now, what the hell is that? Transgender service members were barred from serving openly until June 2016, when then-Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter announced that effective immediately, transgender Americans may serve openly. In announcing his decision, Carter cited a RAND Corporation study that said that policy would not increase cost or harm military readiness, but also predicted that service members would not seek to transition if the procedures were not covered by the Pentagon, and that they would likely have higher rates of substance abuse and suicide as a result. Are you kidding me? So you're telling me that our military under Obama was allowing those individuals into our ranks with the knowledge that they were not mentally fit, that they were more likely to commit suicide? Really? And now the brass is shocked with the increased rate of suicide by our service members. Where are the calls for heads to roll? Undoubtedly silenced by the political correct class. Anyway, Trump first made known his intentions to reverse the policy and ban transgender service members in a three-part tweet on July the 26th. He cited cost and disruption to military units in justifying his decision. Not surprisingly, the American Civil Liberties Union and two LGBT rights groups filed lawsuits against the president over this ban. Lambda Legal and our service, SLDN, filed a challenge U.S. District Court on behalf of one current transgender service member and two transgender individuals who want to join the military. It argues that the ban violates the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution, as well as due process and free speech. Sarah McBride, Press Secretary for Human Rights Campaign, which joined the complaint, said, quote, "It is an unconscionable and unconditional breach of trust for the president to single out brave transgender service members and able recruits for discrimination." If you listen to the claims of these groups, all that is necessary for military service is simply to desire to serve. Transgender can no longer be seen as a deviance as it was prior to this decision. It is simply a medical condition. Furthermore, no qualifications or restrictions should be in place to make sure that you are fit to serve. If you follow this logic, then the blind can be pilots and fat bodies can be SEALs. The flat-footed can join the ranks and the colorblind can be all that they can be. All you need to serve these days is the desire, not the ability. Which is not surprising when you think about the liberal progressive mindset in which good intentions are all that is necessary. Not results. Just look at the war on poverty, drugs, race relations, public education, and finding out where the aliens from Roswell were taken. With all the money that had been thrown at all these efforts, we have little to show. It is reported that a transitioning troop will be out of service for nearly a full year. If everything goes as planned, that is a quarter of a standard enlistment wasted. The cost for such non-medically necessary procedures would be borne by the American taxpayer at the expense of things like bullets and bombs and basic pay for troops already fighting to stay off of food stamps. President Trump campaigned to put our military first, and he is fighting to implement that agenda, an agenda that he rode to the White House over the pandering posturing of the Hildebeest. Millions of Americans support him in his fight to make our military great again. I, for one, am ready to see him succeed. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton, and I'm still pissed.
Where's your drill sergeant, men?
Hold up, sir!
Hold up, sir! So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack!
That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tom, there's the story that relates to that is in the stack. It's the Supreme Court has allowed the transgender ban to proceed for now. But if that doesn't get folks riled up to come out and, protest us next week at Ed's from 1 to 2 o'clock on Wednesday, I don't think anything will.
Amen, brother. I'm still pissed.
Anyway, oh, always, always. Hey, Arlie Ermey, he was laid to rest in Arlington. And we thank him for his service. But that is going to bring us to the close of this edition of the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. We thank you for joining us. Hope that you've enjoyed the show. Remember, next week, 1 to 2, on air, live from Ed's. Until then, please keep our warriors in your prayers. Remember, they're in harm's way. God be with them and their families. God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!